You're listening to WORT Madison, 89.9 FM and WORTFM.org, listener-sponsored community radio. Coming up on 7:07 in Madison, the name of the program is Anything Goes. My name is Rich Samuels. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Another rainy morning in Madison. Tomorrow will be another rainy morning apparently as well. 50% chance of showers for the rest of the day. If you're to the south of Madison, the chances are going to be greater. 80% chance of precipitation tonight, 80% chances of precipitation tomorrow. We've looked at the classical calendar. The Wanakee Community Band plays at 7 o'clock tonight. Capital City Band plays at 7 o'clock tonight. There's a free organ concert at the Overture Center, Overture Hall. Sam Hutchison playing Bach at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Again, that is a free concert. We're going to hear now from Daria Tanakova, a student in composition at UW-Madison. She was the winner of the composition part of the concerto competition last February. We're going to be talking to her and her soloist, Erica Anderson. We're going to hear a little bit of the work to start this out that she won with. It's called Poema for Saxophone and Orchestra. We're listening to the beginning of Poema, a work for saxophone and orchestra by UW-Madison composition student Daria Tanakova. We'll hear this work in its entirety after this recorded interview with the composer, Daria Tanakova, and the soloist, Erica Anderson. And we're speaking now with the composer, Daria Tanakova, and the artist, Erica Anderson. Good morning, and thank you very much for being with us this morning. And before we start talking about your work, Daria, let's find out exactly where you young folks are with your studies right now, starting with you, Daria. Whereabouts are you, and what are your goals going to be?
I'm a senior student in bachelor's, getting a bachelor degree, and I have one more semester left in this school. And then I'm planning on getting a master's and a PhD in the field of music composition, maybe minoring in conducting as well.
And Erica, the reed person.
Well, I am a senior this year, so I will be graduating and done with my undergrad after this semester. And starting next year in the fall, I'll be studying with Mark Vallone here at UW-Madison in bassoon.
So you're moving from single reed saxophone to double reed.
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting transition. Well, let's talk a little bit about the work we're going to hear in its entirety shortly. Daria, tell me, how did this come about, and how did you and Erica come together as being sort of partners in its production and in its realization?
The idea of the piece came to me about the last spring, and I originally thought it would be for a piano and orchestra. I had an orchestra piece in mind, but then I went to a concert where music of Anthony Colhane's, my good friend, was being played, and Erica played a piece on saxophone, and I heard her play, and I was really impressed, and knowing her as a great person, friend of mine, and hearing her play that, and knowing her being interested in the contemporary music, I asked if she would be willing to play a concerto for saxophone and orchestra, and she was interested in that.
So. Well, before we go on, let's listen to that work that brought the two of you together. And Erica, let me ask you to set this up. Tell us a little bit about who Anthony Colhane is, a little bit about the piece, and then we'll listen to it. It's about a 12-minute piece. We have time for it.
So Anthony Colhane is a composition student, and we were in a theory class together, and I really got to know him and the way that he composed on the Florence Music Study Abroad trip that we both went on with Stephen Dembski and some other students from the School of Music. So the piece is for soprano saxophone and live electronics that he's controlling during the piece.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Song for Sax by Anthony Calkins, and the saxophonist, Erica Anderson, is with us, as is Daria Tenakova. And